We see the changing face of America both in our neighborhoods and in the latest census data, but the election crystallized an ethnic revolution of sorts, whether it's a demand for immigration reform or the impact that ethnic voters had at the polls. And you can see this intersection in a public service campaign called Somos, We Are.
We are a part of every town, city, and state of this great country.
We are America.
We are America.
We are America.
And joining us once again to discuss how we live is former WGBH journalist Maria Hinojosa, who hosts the NPR program Latino USA. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Bob, or should I say buenos dias, Bob?
Yes, you probably should. You know, for many people, this is a confusing topic because we grew up thinking we were either white or black, Hispanic or Latino. But now we have new ways of even looking at our own multicultural backgrounds, don't we?
It's true. And you know what? This can be a little bit scary when you're so kind of, you remember so clearly the box that needed to be checked out. And now as we're moving forward in our country, there's a lot of multiplicity in terms of this conversation. You know, and in terms of for Latinos, it's really a much deeper conversation. A recent poll just focused on the question of how Latinos prefer to self-identify, whether they call themselves Hispanic, Latino, or by country of origin, Mexican or Puerto Rican. But at the same time, for many on the outside, we're often seen just as Latinos or as this, you know, bland kind of overall Hispanic. And sometimes from the outside, we're even perceived by others as foreigners. But within the Latino community, this conversation of identity, how we choose to identify, is an ongoing, very deep, and oftentimes very emotional conversation for a lot of people. But at the same time, Bob, for some people, it's not emotional at all. They've been in this country for several generations. It doesn't come up. But as Latinos are one of the fastest growing demographic groups, Bob, you can certainly expect that this conversation around identity is going to deepen and, frankly, broaden across the United States.
Well, you mentioned Puerto Ricans, and the interesting thing is that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens but are often made to feel like outsiders. Is it any different than other ethnic groups with origins in, say, Italy, Ireland, or even Africa?
Well, the fact is that Puerto Rican identity, Bob, is very unique and hugely complex. And that comes from the colonial relationship that it has with the United States. So, for example, on Latino USA this week, we had another one in our series of conversations about Latino identity. We call this segment Somos, which in Spanish means we are. This week, our topic was a question that, frankly, can irk some people when they hear it. Here's the question we asked. It's, how American are Puerto Ricans? And again, remember, all Puerto Ricans are born American citizens. But here's PBS senior anchor Ray Suarez talking about one encounter he had around his Puerto Rican identity.
We're chatting amiably, and she says, are you Puerto Rican? And I said, yes. And she said, from where? And I said, Brooklyn. And she said, then you're not Puerto Rican.
Whoa.
You're from Brooklyn. And it was a dismaying, upsetting kind of conversation, since growing up in Brooklyn, I had plenty of people telling me, you're not American. You're Puerto Rican. So I felt suspended somewhere over the Caribbean at that moment.
And you know what? Like Ray Suarez's experience, there are so many Latinos who have that similar experience, whether you're Mexican or Puerto Rican or Colombian, and they've been living in the United States. And it's like, well, wait a second, you've been living in the United States for, you know, 25 years. You can't call yourself Mexican. But in fact, people do. Interestingly, Bob, of course, Puerto Rico is in the news right now. The status vote came up on November 6th. A majority of Puerto Ricans voted for the statehood option, but they don't have final say. You know, the thing about Puerto Ricans is that they are likely the oldest Latino group in most communities where there are Latinos. Certainly, that's the case of Boston. But Latinos have disrupted ideas of race. In the 2010 census, a little over half of Latinos identified as white alone. So it is complex. And in our panel, just to end up, Bob, our light brown-skinned Columbia University professor, said she, who is Puerto Rican, says she identifies most with her African-American self. The white, bald writer with horn-rimmed glasses, who you would never think is Puerto Rican, and he speaks with an accent, says he is Puerto Rican first. And Ray Suarez says he's equally Puerto Rican and American. There's no dispute amongst his two selves.
And Brooklynese as well. Okay.
Now,
you came across a man named Cesar Sanchez from Austin, Texas, whose family members have their own sense of identity. What did you learn from that?
Well, his cousin Roxanne Kaufman sent in a video, because on Latino USA we know that the conversation about identity is really one that needs to bring in a lot of people. So Roxanne Kaufman sent in this video talking about her family, including Cesar Sanchez. And what you might hear right now in terms of how they identify might sound a little shocking, but it works for them.
Okay, my sons are half. My sons are half Caucasian, half Mexican American. But my sons know, this is what they say, I'm white Mexican. That's what they say, I'm white Mexican. So they know their grandpa is Mexican, they know their uncles are Mexican, their cousins are Mexican, but they see themselves as Mexican. But I want them to know that they have the best of both worlds.
So white
now,
Mexican.
Now, it's true, and Roxanne actually talked about when her kids hear mariachi music, that they get shivers up their spine. Huh. Well, there are many Mexicans who get shivers up their spine, but there are many Mexicans who don't. They can't stand mariachi. And you have a lot of Anglo-Americans who hear mariachi, and they love it. So, again, it's a complex issue for all of us.
It sounds like the whole cultural landscape is like tectonic plates moving, and people have to keep adjusting how they refer to themselves and others.
And the best way to do that, Bob, is to have an ongoing conversation and actually not be afraid to say to people, so what do you call yourself? How do you identify? My kids, in my case, are Dominican Mexican. They call themselves Dominimex. We came up with that word. It's something that, it's a fluid conversation on identity, and everyone who lives in this country should certainly be a part of it.
Fascinating. Tell us what's up on this week's edition of Latino USA.
Well, we hear an interesting report about how Latino immigrants are faring in the economic recovery. It might be more surprising to some than what they imagine. They're doing pretty well. We also hear a report about a toxic dump in California. But for some people, that toxic dump is home. How do you tell your mom to leave the house where she has lived in her whole life when we know that it's near a toxic dump? And then finally, Bomba Estéreo is a huge band from Colombia. And we hear them talking about the rhythms of Colombia in their rock and español music in their own words. A really great show, Bob.
Oh, thank you, Maria. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be checking back with you next week to explore more issues facing the Latino community.
Bob, I look forward to it.
Maria Hinojosa, host of the NPR program Latino USA, right here on WGBH's Morning Edition.